Where am I? What is this place? And who are you? Mage? Oh no. Oh no. The last winter mage I came across wanted to roast me up over a fire. I get that there isn't much food around in this cold climate, but I sure don't fancy being somebody's dinner. He also said he was gonna pull off all my fur and use it to make a scarf, and... You're... not gonna eat me? Oh, thank God. You have no idea how much of a relief it is to hear that. Phew. Hang on. You're not gonna use me to do spell experimentations on, are you? Sorry if I'm being paranoid. It's just that I've spent the past 3 days being chased by evil people and creepy creatures. But luck's been on my side. I managed to escape each time. So happy I'm great at running and digging. But then I got my foot caught in that awful metal trap while I was searching for food. What an idiot I am to fall for something so obvious. I was mighty hungry though, so I wasn't thinking clearly. That's right, the trap! The last thing I remember was trying to open those huge metal jaws with my hands. And then I must have fainted from the pain. What happened after? And my foot! It's all bandaged up? And the bleeding has stopped. Hey, did you save me? Thank you. Wow, kind people are few and far between these days. I appreciate what you did. Sorry for doubting you earlier. Had you not brought me back to this ice cave of yours, I'd probably be dead by now. It's survival of the fittest out there. No wonder Arctic fox girls are going extinct. We are not strong or powerful by nature, so we make relatively easy targets. A friend of mine taught me some basic magic defense, but I'm not very good at it, and I can't even learn more because my friend died. It's Lucy, with two E's. That's my name. Oh? Wow, so you got lost temporarily in the snowstorm and found me by chance. Huh. Someone up there must be looking out for me. So, you live here? It's beautiful. I've never seen an ice cave like this. How did you find it? And how do you make the walls glow like that? Advanced magic, huh? If you don't mind, maybe you could teach me a thing or two when I'm a bit better? Only if you want to, of course. I should have known you were this generous. Huh? I'm fine. The temperature in here is perfect. Thanks for asking, nice stranger. Huh. I guess. I suppose if you introduced yourself to me, you wouldn't be a stranger to me anymore. Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Have you always lived out here? This is kind of a middle-of-nowhere place. Oh? So you only arrived recently? Really? I had no idea there were stories about old scrolls trapped underneath the ice. If they exist, as you say, then I imagine they would have to be stored really well. Like in a sealed chest or something. You came here just to look for those scrolls? Why? What's on them? They must be important. Interesting. Studying such long-lost spells must have its perks. Ooh, you must be incredibly smart and know a lot of things. I bet you've outwitted the baddies a trillion times, turning them into hideous Arctic slime fish and bulbous glaze seals and... Sorry, I'm letting my imagination run wild again. Carry on. What were you saying before? Those scrolls might hold powerful protection spells for the Ice Kingdom? Hang on a moment. You're from the Frost Queen's court? What's she like? I've always wanted to meet her, but I'm sure she doesn't speak to commoners. Strict and unrelenting, huh? Then I hope your exploration is successful. Will she punish you if you don't return with the scrolls? That's a relief. You know, I grew up around here. If you have any maps or other clues, maybe I could point you in the right direction later on. I know where several networks of hidden tunnels are. Those might be a good place to start. Except, it's dangerous. There are ice trolls and sleeping elementals. Well, if you say you can handle yourself while protecting me at the same time, then I believe you. Amazing. You must be ridiculously strong. Huh? What? Ugh. Yeah. Being forced to train 18 hours a day from the age of 5 to 18 does that to you, huh? What's that? Fish soup? Yes, please. My favorite. Spices from the kingdom? It smells great. I didn't even know you could get that kind of thing there. Hardly anything grows in this climate. Ah, magic. The solution to many of life's problems, it seems. This is the best fish soup I've ever had. And cooked food. Sometimes I get so hungry that I just eat things raw. I'll definitely be asking for seconds. Excuse me. I haven't had such good company for so long. What a blessing. Are you for real? I can stay here until my foot is healed, and even afterwards if I want. Thank you. Can I give you a hug? I'm so happy. I'm looking forward to sharing more stories with you then. But for now, may I please have more fish soup?